So we all have this idea, right, on who we are going to be as parents before we have a baby.
Oh, yes.
I was going to co-sleep, be attachment. Is that what it's called? Attachment parenting, where the baby's on you all the time?
Yep.
I was going to wear a sling and be barefoot. Ooh. I hate being barefoot, actually. I need to wear slippers everywhere. But I love the idea of that. No screens, no shortcuts, no routine.
And where are we now?
So I definitely have the routine. It's pretty hardcore.
Okay, good.
I stick to it like it's the air I breathe. So we watch a lot of TV, Benji and I, my husband.
So do we.
Like, it's my happy place. Netflix, Real Housewives. Like, I do it all. I have no shame. I can watch docos. I can watch the shittiest shows on TV. So he's seeing TV. He's not the baby. He's not really engaging that much. But occasionally, when times have gotten really tough, we've put on the kids' channel.
Yes.
And they, I don't know what they put. Like, it must speak to the brain of a child, mm-hmm. because the kids are glued, right? It must be the colors and the high squeaky voices.
100%.
He loves Peppa Pig.
Ugh.
Do you know Peppa Pig?
I definitely know it because my brother-in-law and sister-in-law and nephews live in London. And so all day long, they're...
Mommy, can I want chocolate for breakfast? Listen, 100%. Peppa. That is not what I'm teaching my child. And, like, she's really manipulative. Charlie, you'll do this for you if you do this. No, Peppa, this isn't how the world works.
No.
So he's not allowed Peppa Pig anymore.
Good.
Right? What do you think about screens?
So I'm a lot like you. I went into parenting believing I was going to be one person, and a part of that personality was my children are not going to watch television. They are going to only watch whatever is recommended by the Australian Pediatrics Board of
Association.
Whatever. And so the rude reality of what it was like to be a stay-at-home parent, you know, every single day, I wasn't able to shower. There were a lot of moments with two kids that they were never sleeping at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was struggling to get things done. My husband was coming home to a house that was trash that I didn't enjoy and he didn't enjoy. So I ended up finding that I did some research and I said, at what age is it appropriate for children to start watching television in small chunks? And if that is okay, what shows are made for them?
Oh my God, give me everything.
So on Netflix, big fan
Baby
of
Bum Bum.
Is that the one that just like does a lot of songs and like
and
bright
like colors? I think so.
There's like colors and shapes.
Yes. Is that good for them?
I'm keeping it incredibly basic. It reminds me, I go to a baby bounce class. And I go to like a baby sing-along class every week, usually,
are
with the kids.
Are you joking?
I needed to get out of the house. I mean, it's
Is it
kind
more
of annoying.
For the parent than the child? I don't
Endless
know if
songs.
I should be going.
I mean, I haven't made friends from it, but my children like singing and dancing now. And
okay,
that's important
that's,
to me.
That's great.
And I, as an American, you can tell by my voice, didn't know a lot of the Australian rhymes, and my children cannot.
Like what?
I mean, I didn't know. Okay, there are a couple I didn't know. I didn't know... Miss Polly had a dolly who was 666. Never heard of that one. Or the galoomph goes a little green frog.
Great one.
Never heard of that one.
Galoomph. That is
galoomph.
How it goes. So,
so
good.
There were just like probably 10 where I'm sitting in the class looking around thinking to myself, this is school for me. This is 101
yes.
Australian parenting.
Do you learn finger movements? Because I feel like I know some of the songs badly. I don't know all the lyrics, but I change them and I feel like he won't know the difference.
He won't.
And I don't know how to do the hand signals, like for Incy Wincy and Twinkle Twinkle.
Oh, they definitely do that.
I need to learn those. I should YouTube that.
And I was interested in teaching the children baby sign language.
Oh my God, did you do it?
I studied sign language at university, actually, not as my degree.
And they do
so American sign language is actually different than Australian sign language, but in these baby classes, they'll say more.
Have
I
you
want
done
more. Yeah, I'm really into
Hang
it.
On.
The
so
kids
you taught
go, the kids,
the children?
Yeah, the kids do milk. They do the milk sign. You guys can't see what I'm doing, but I'm basically clenching my fist and releasing it like I'm milking a cow's udder. They do that when they want milk.
I am so blown. Like, you are goals right now. All I want to do is learn baby language. How does one do this? Google it?
Google. Also, I have a book. I'm just going to send you the link after this.
You wrote it?
No. I'm going
oh my
to now.
God.
No, there's a baby sign language book that I had to get shipped to Australia from America that has all the basics. Cat. Dog, food, milk, more,
tired.
Down, done, diaper.
Oh
and
God.
I just taught them the basics. And you know what?
Your kids use this to communicate with
uh-huh.
you?
And they can't, before they could speak.
I don't even know where we go with this show.